Thank you for joining us. We pray that as you listen today, that you are encouraged and inspired. And we would love for you to connect with us on social media. Now here's today's message.
Turning to John chapter 16. The wife of a farmer was out driving a tractor. Y'all already know where this is going, right? She's working all day driving the tractor, and for some reason her farmer husband was just kicked up in the recliner, and he's watching TV and having himself a glass of sweet tea. And his wife had been out there working all day long and came in and said, "Honey, the tractor's not working, and I know what's wrong with it." He said, "What's wrong with it?" She said, "There's water in the carburetor." He said, "There is no way that you know that there is water in the carburetor, and that's the reason why the track." And she said, "I promise you, I know what I'm talking about. There is water in the carburetor." He said, How would you? She said, "I just know that when I got off of that tractor, I knew there was water in the carburetor." He said, "Well, I don't think you know, and I'm going to get up from this chair, and I'm going to prove to you that you don't know what you're talking about. Where did you park the tractor?" She said, "It's in the swimming pool." So where does he keep coming up with these? A website. I'm not going to tell you my source, but a website. John 16, 13. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth." Somebody say all truth. Come on, can we get to the place where that's where we desire to live as a church and as believers, that we don't plead ignorance, praise God, but we know the truth. The truth has made us and set us free. And therefore, we make decisions based on that truth. Can I just, before I finish reading this, can I just tell you that there's a different way that we live when we know the truth? And I think, wasn't it Jack Nicholson that said some people can't handle the truth? Truth's sometimes hard to handle. But when we get it, it changes us. "Will guide us into all truth, for he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." He will show you future things, and he will guide you into all truth. So he will guide you into past truth. He will guide you into truth that is now, and he will show you things that have not yet happened, but they are prophesied, and they are to come, in Jesus' name. Talking about road rules, our second part to road rules for life. Turn to your neighbor and tell him you need to start driving on the right road, the right way. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Just to catch everybody up, we're all on this road. Most of us on a Wednesday night, I think that maybe not all of us, most of us are believers, which means we're on the straight and narrow road. Sometimes the road that we're driving, it seems like it's pretty empty. But then there is a road that is wide, and it goes to destruction. The Bible says few be that find the narrow road, but it seems like everybody is on the wide road that leads to destruction. We talked last session about believers that are on the right road. Why do believers that are on the right road, headed the right way, why do they have problems? Because they break down on the right road. They make U-turns on the right road. They run out of gas on the right road. They ride with the wrong people, and they take bad directions. Any of those can derail you from destiny. Any one of those can cause you a lot of pain and heartache in your life. But there's a lot of people who are dealing with more than one of those. They're dealing with two or three or maybe all of them. And so how do we avoid the potholes and the wrong turns? And how do we know which way to go at the fork in the road or the four-way stop? And it all comes down to the Holy Ghost. How many of you love the fact that we are filled as believers with the Holy Ghost? That it is not an option, but I believe it is for every believer. That you need the Holy Ghost to go to work. You need the Holy Ghost to go to sleep. You need the Holy Ghost to go. Someone told me the other day, they said, "I've been having some nightmares. I've been having some night terrors." And I said, "Two things I want you to do. Number one, what's the last thing you watch on TV?" It needs to change. This particular person told me it was Dateline 2020. I said, "That's the wrong thing." So I said, "You need to turn that off and you need to watch something else. Get something else in front of your eyes." And then I said, "You need to get something else going in your ears." And I said, "The final thing you should do is you should get in your word and you should spend some time in prayer." I'm not talking about a 45-minute devotion and a 45-minute prayer session. I'm talking about crack your app open, read one verse, and spend 60 seconds in prayer. And I encourage this person to do this. I checked with them here just a few weeks ago, and they said, since I started doing that, I have not had one nightmare, not one night terror. I'm sleeping through the night. I'm sleeping. Again, it's a spiritual thing. And when we understand that we don't fight against flesh and blood, but against principalities, we understand that the greatest questions in our life are not questions in the physical, but are things that we've come against spiritually, and that the road signs of our life and the road rules of our life are not as plain, not as simple, not as bright as some of these signs are, but that the only way we can see them is being led of the Spirit of God. The Holy Spirit becomes so important to our lives. And we talked about the evidence of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2. Says that they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and begin to speak with other tongues. Speaking with tongues is a great expression. It's a great experience. It is the evidence that the same Spirit, praise God, that raised Jesus from the dead now dwells in me. It equips me and it quickens my mortal body. That's the evidence. But the purpose of the Holy Spirit is Luke chapter 4. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. He has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, the recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those that are bruised. Matthew 16, 17, further purpose. And these signs shall follow those that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils, speak with new tongues, take up serpents, drink deadly thing, and it will not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. People of God, on a Wednesday night, never confuse the evidence of the Holy Ghost with the purpose of the Holy Ghost. I speak in tongues when I pray. When I pray in the Holy Ghost, I do it here. I do it in my bedroom. I do it in my truck. I do it everywhere. But the purpose of the Holy Ghost is so much more than me just having glossolalia and speaking in another tongue. So this is where we were, where we left off last session. The Holy Ghost was given to anoint. Luke chapter 4, verse 18, we just talked about the anointing of the Lord. The Holy Ghost was given as a comfort or a comforter. The Holy Ghost was given, thirdly, to bring power. How many of you know that when you got filled with the Holy Ghost, you have power that you did not have before? And so when people say, do I have to get filled with the Holy Ghost? Do I have to speak in tongues? Who in here wants to build a house with a hammer when you know there's a nail gun available? Who wants to use a handsaw when you know there's a skill saw or a chainsaw available? Who wants to screw in screws with a handheld screwdriver when there's a drill? I want to encourage you. It's not a matter of do I have to. It's sign me up. Where can I get this Holy Ghost? Because I need it for the road of life that I'm on. Because I'm not just driving through the best parts of town and the best parts of the country. On my way to my destination, there is some dark valleys. Come on now. There is some potholes. There is some four-way stops. There is some forks in the road that I'm going to need to know how to navigate through the difficult places of life. And some of those difficult places of life can only be navigated when we are filled with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost is a teacher. That's where we left off last session. Luke 12, 12, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Had a wonderful message come from one of our longstanding members here, and he said, man, you blessed me when you told me at the end of the service to quit saying, I don't know what to say. Because when we say, I don't know what to say, what we're really saying is I'm not listening to the Holy Spirit, because the Bible says here, Luke 12, 12, the Holy Spirit will tell you what to say in every situation. When you read Jeremiah chapter 1, and we talk about all that great verse and that great text where he talks about, I knew you before you were born, and I sanctified you, and I ordained thee. And this is what Jeremiah said, but I'm scared of the faces, and I'm not going to know what to say. And God says this in Jeremiah 1, don't worry about what to say. I'm going to tell you what to say. Can I encourage you, church, that God will tell you where to go? God will tell you who to do life with? God will tell you what to say in every circumstance? God will tell you when you should bypass that job because there's a better job on the horizon. God will tell you when to break off that relationship and when to start a new relationship. God will always teach us what we need to do if our ear is finely tuned to what the Spirit is saying. So here we go. The Holy Ghost, and there's a couple more of these. The Holy Ghost is a leader. We're going to get to these signs here tonight, but the Holy Ghost is a leader. Romans 8:14 says this, for all who are being led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This is where we ended our session on Monday night with our men. That the Bible says when we are led by the Spirit, we are sons of God. The only way that we can shift from servants to sons is when we are truly led by the Spirit of God every day of the week. Sundays at 11 o'clock, Wednesdays at 7 o'clock, that's great to be led by the Spirit, but what we really need is believers who are led of the Spirit on Monday afternoon at 2:35. What we really need to be led of the Spirit is when we have two huge choices in front of us on a Friday afternoon, and one of those choices the devil wants you to make because he knows if you make it, it's going to rip apart your family, and the other choice God wants you to make because he knows if you make it, it's going to benefit you, your wife, your family, your finances, and every part about you, and you got the devil on one shoulder saying, pick this way, and you got the Holy Ghost on, and so you got to know how the Holy Ghost sounds. You got to know how the Holy Ghost feels so that when the Holy Ghost begins to lead us, we can follow the Holy Ghost and we move into sonship. Now, what I love about sonship is there is benefits of being a son that you don't get as a slave or as a servant. Not and the number one benefit is there's something called an inheritance. And so your inheritance only happens, I love this, when someone dies. Jesus is the only one that said, I'm going to give you an inheritance. I'm going to go ahead and die 2,000 years ago so that the inheritance, listen to what I'm saying, church, so that the inheritance starts and begins and is activated, but you don't have to mourn and grieve my death because 3 days later, I'm going to come back to life. That way your inheritance is still activated, but God said, I'm coming back with my Spirit to enforce the inheritance and make sure that you get everything that I said you are, oh, come on, church, that you get everything I promised you, every jot, every tittle of every word, every exceeding precious promise, 3,000 of them in the Word of God. Jesus said, I'll die to activate it. I'll rise again so that I can make sure that you have everything. And then I'm sending a comforter called the Holy Ghost so that in September of 2019, you can and will have everything that I died to give you because you're no longer a servant. You are no longer a slave. Because you are led of the Spirit, you are a son of God. I love my folks more than they even know. I can't get into what my parents have done for me, not just raising me, but what they've done in the last 2 years for me. It is mind-boggling. The things that they have done so that I can be successful and so that I can have this and so that vision can be fulfilled and all of that. And I'm so grateful for what my parents have done, but I would not trade their presence for their inheritance because I'd rather have them here. But I love what Jesus did because Jesus said, I know you want me here. And so let me die. Come on now. So that your inheritance is activated. So every good and perfect gift you can get. But you don't have to, well, I don't want you to die, Jesus, because if you die, I don't want the stuff without you. And Jesus said, well, don't you know who you're talking to? Because if you can just go 72 hours without me, I'm going to go to hell. I'm going to get the keys to death, hell, and the grave. And I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be here with you. And even when I ascend to heaven, I'm going to make sure my spirit, it resides, and it stays with you on this earth. The best of both worlds, the presence of Christ and the inheritance. Because if the Holy Ghost leads us and guides us, we now are the sons and the daughters of God. We are co-heirs with Christ. Come on, somebody. We are equals with Jesus. God looks at us the same way that he looks at his only begotten Son, and it's all because of the Holy Spirit leading us. We become the sons of God. And the final thing that the Holy Ghost does for us is it guides us. John 16:13, our main text, howbeit the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. For you will not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak. And when he show you these things, and then he will show you these things to come. There's a difference between a teacher and someone who guides. This is how it makes sense in my mind. A teacher is something that tells you what to do, tells you facts. But a guider is someone that shows you. See, I don't want your minds to go somewhere else, but it just makes sense in my mind. You remember when you're on that date at the putt-putt place, right? And she couldn't putt-putt very good. Oh, you know where I'm going with this. And so you said, well, you've got to put your hand right here. Oh, is that too heavy on a Wednesday night, y'all? I was going to say the pool table, but that's even further, showing her how to shoot a combo. But when I don't know how to do it. We're a homeschool family today. Pastor Mandy called me in. Jaden started pre-algebra. And so I was able to teach Jaden and Mandy. Retaught Mandy, taught Jaden, because I don't want to teach Jaden, because I just taught Tyler 3 years ago. It's Mandy's turn. Come on now. So I explained it to her. And this is the look on Jaden's face. So she has this little dry erase board. I said, now watch what I do. And I showed her. And I explained it to her as I guided her, as I showed her. And then I began to hear her say things like, oh, I get it. Okay. And then I said, now you do one, and I'm going to talk you through it. See, there's one thing when people talk at you, but there's another thing when people talk to you. And the Holy Spirit talks to you, and then when you still don't get it, he'll put his hand on your hand and he will guide you through. He will guide you into all truth. And sometimes, praise God, it's a little bit of a nudge. But sometimes on an idle Thursday afternoon, he thumps me in the back of the head saying, no, you got to get back on track. That's not what I said to do. Let me show you. But you're getting so far off. I need to get you back on track. And so the Spirit guides us into all truth. Somebody say guides. So the Holy Spirit was given to anoint, to comfort, to give us power, to teach, to lead, and to guide. The signs on the highway are designed to be easy to follow. Bright orange, not black and white. Bright orange, saying you can't come this way. There is a detour. And when you see the first one and you take that right and you start going, what are you looking for? Another orange sign. And when you get to that sign, another orange sign. And I don't want to preach on detour, but I'm telling you, it tells us. And so we've got a bright red sign. Now, this is a triangle. This is an octagon. I had to count real quick. I'm sure that's coming up in geometry. And so we got an octagon that's red and a triangle that's red. Because listen to this. Sometimes you're driving or traveling at a speed, or you see it off in the distance, you can't read it, but you know what it is. And see, when we get on the road that God wants us to be, we don't have time to slow down and to pray about every sign and look at it. And that's when the Holy Ghost comes in and it gives us what we call discernment. Every time I see a triangle red sign, I know I need to begin to yield. I either need to speed up or I need to slow down. When I see the octagon, I know it's time for me to bring this thing to a halt. And the reason that some of us, and this is where, and I don't know if I said this last week or to somebody, the reason I know that a lot of us have trouble following the signs of the Holy Spirit is we have trouble following these signs. And they're bright and they're big and they're bold. And sometimes we run through the same stop sign 5 times a week on our way to work. So we either ignore them or we say we don't see them. I say that to say this. If we ignore or if we choose not to see these signs that are this big and this bold and in front of us, then what are we doing with the signs that aren't this bright that the Holy Ghost gives us? What happens when the Holy Ghost still talks in a still small voice and he's not yelling and screaming at you with a police whistle? If we ignore these signs, chances are the Holy Ghost is whispering or maybe even yelling and we cannot hear him because we choose to ignore him, or every other voice, every other sign, every other noise in our life is so loud and so bright that we ignore and we go right to him. So I see these. A lot of times I don't yield. Don't act like you don't. A lot of times I don't stop. A lot of times, reason I don't go downtown is there's too many one-way streets, y'all. Confuses me. I see the wrong way, and then I'm driving the wrong way, putting myself in danger because I'm ignoring the signs. I don't understand the signs. I'm not paying attention to the signs. I'm trying to find my favorite artist on the radio. I'm talking to somebody in the car. Have you ever been talking with somebody in the car so intently that they had to tell you, hey, red light, red light, red light, and you slammed on your brakes? All because you were caught up with what was going on here, that you missed the signs there? Sometimes, church, we get so caught up with what's going on here that we forget there's signs all around us that the Holy Ghost is telling us, stop, yield. There's a detour coming up. You don't want to go that way. Where you're going, you're headed, it's a wrong way. Turn around. The signs on the highway are easy to follow because they're easy to see, and we still ignore them. The signs on the road to life are harder to follow because they're unseen. We must rely on the Holy Spirit and a word that I believe we say, but we don't really comprehend, called discernment. Psalm 119, 125, verse 125 in the New Living Translation says this, give discernment to me, David prayed, then I will understand your laws. David said, we're talking about the Prince of Praise, one of the greatest men to ever live. He said, give me discernment so that I can understand the signs, the laws. Those all represent laws. If you do the opposite of what these are, you will get pulled over. If you get pulled over enough, you're going to get enough points in the state of Texas, they're going to pull your license. If you keep doing it, they're going to take you to jail. And so what David is saying is I keep breaking laws because I don't live with discernment. I keep doing wrong because I'm not listening to the Spirit say, oh, whoa, 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 stop. She's not good for you. Oh, man, stop. Don't get in that relationship at work. He's going to rat you out. He's going to use you as his rung to get to the next level. The next time we go to invest money, the Holy Ghost is going to say, no, don't do that. Don't do that. That's a bad mistake. Put it over here. And so David said, give me discernment, God. Let me encourage you for the rest of this year, maybe the rest of your life, I want you to start your prayers off every day with, God, give me discernment. So that I can know your word, so that I can see the signs of the Spirit. I thought I'd get a better amen right there than that. That is something practical you can do. Instead of God, give me stuff, God, give me discernment. Because if you give me discernment, if you give me wisdom, if you allow me to hear the Holy Spirit, I can get all the stuff in the world. I need to hear your voice clearly so I make the decisions that are pleasing to you and take me further in my walk with God. Somebody say amen. How many of you got GPS in your cars, on your phone? Raise your hand. How many of you don't know how to use it? Raise your hand. How many of you refuse to learn how to use it? Raise your hand. One of the great couples in this church was telling me that her parents, they're up there in age, that they still have like the Rand McNally map that folds out, that you can never fold it back, but it folds out real wide. You can never get it back like it was supposed to be. And so they keep telling them, you got an iPhone. You just type in your location. You see that blue dot and that blue line? The blue dot is you. The blue line is the direction you need to go. If you actually press go, or if you put it, sync it to you, it'll actually talk to you and tell you, slow down, 30 miles, you're going to take a left. You're going to take a right on this road. And they refuse to learn it because it's different. Some of us refuse to follow the Holy Ghost because it's different. We refuse to listen because I've never done it like that before. Are you telling me that I really need to pray about my direction? You got to pray. If I could take a line from the Apostle MC Hammer, you got to pray just to make it through the day. If I had parachute pants, I'd do a little dance for you right now, but I left those in the closet. You got to pray. You got to talk to God. God, is this where you want me to go? God, this is where I'm at. God, where are you taking me, and how do you want me to get there? Because, God, you know there's 50 different directions I could go to get where you're telling me to go. I need a starting off point. And so there's this thing called GPS, the Global Positioning System. GPS is made up of three things, satellites, ground stations, and receivers. This is going to bless you. GPS is a system. And the receivers figure out how far away they are from some of each other. Once the receiver calculates its distance from at least one, if not four, of the satellites, it knows exactly where you are. in layman's terms, GPS gives us information by triangulating your position by a satellite in the air, a ground station, and a receiver. Those three things you need to figure out where God has called you to be. You need to figure out, or the three things that it tells you so that you can figure out where you need to be are these: location, direction, and timetable. Location. Through GPS, you can find out where you're at. You can find out how far it is to where you're going. And you can find out how long it's going to take for me to get there. When I type in Austin, Texas, into my phone, it's going to give me 35 North. It's going to show where I'm standing, 13285 I-35 North. It's going to say, go north on Interstate 35. You're going to go 72 miles, Austin. But then I could go around Austin. I could take the toll road. I could take 183. There's a lot of different things I can do. And then it's going to tell me, based on traffic, based on construction, based on everything, it's going to say it's going to take you 1 hour and 3 minutes to get there. Let's be honest. Austin, Texas, it's going to take you 4 hours and 16 minutes to get there. But you know, on my iPhone, it tells me I can choose the walk option. It's going to take you 28 days to get there. The Holy Spirit says you don't got to walk. We can get there faster than 28 days. Check this out. When we look at GPS, it's not the global positioning system, it's God's positioning system. The satellite up in the air, all those, that's God. Sits high, looks low. God's the only one that can see me where I'm at and see the destination he's called me to go. He can see every road between here and there. He sees every accident. He sees every detour. He sees when there's traffic. And so he's always recalibrating my life, saying, all right, Brandon, change the plans today. I was going to take you here, but there's some people that are acting like knuckleheads down Main Street, so I'm going to take you down 3rd Avenue. And when you get down 3rd Avenue, there's going to be a little traffic. They're working on some buildings, and so I'm going to take you a left on 2nd Street, and we're going to get you. And so every morning, listen to what I'm going to say. I've got to talk to Jesus. I've got to pray in the Holy Ghost. Why? Because I know at the beginning of the year where God was taking me, but how many of you know sometimes things get a little crooked and messed up in the middle? And so I pray, and God says, recalculating, recalculating, recalculating. If you do this, you're going to miss that. If you do this, you're going to avoid that. I've come to talk to somebody today that you are in the place where God has called you to be, but you are depending on the Holy Ghost to get you where you cannot go. And it's going to help you avoid all the pitfalls that everybody else gets. So every morning I'm praying, God, give me discernment. That when you speak, I hear. When you say stop, I stop. When you say wrong way, I turn around. When you say one way, I keep going. Stand on your feet. God's the satellite. God's a satellite. My destination is one of the ground stations. And I'm the receiver. A satellite is always available to send information. But if my phone is off, come on now. As great as this phone is, as great as this phone can be, if it's not turned on, it's worthless. And you're saying, God, I wish you'd speak. God's saying, I wish you'd turn on your listening ears. I wish you'd fine-tune your spirit. I've been speaking all day long. I've been speaking all year long. I've been telling you, watch out for the pothole. I've been telling you, you got to take a left here. I've been telling you to speed up. I've been telling you to stop and slow down. I'm looking for a receiver that is out there looking for a signal, saying, God, I'm not moving until I hear from you. When phones first came out, we went to camp, and everybody at camp, including me, was like this. And we would find like the most random places. And when we found that place, we'd be like, oh, I got it, I got it. I got the signal. And we all right, can you hear me now? Some of us need to get that way with God. God, I'm going to find you. And God, I'm going to hear you. And if I can't hear you, I'm going to keep talking. And when I don't hear you, I'm going to keep recalibrating my life and repositioning myself until I hear you. Why? Because my destiny relies on me hearing you as a receiver. He that has an ear, let him hear. What? Let him hear what? What the Spirit says. What the Spirit, not what Miss Cleo says. Not the latest preacher on BET at 3 a.m. trying to sell you anointing oil that he got straight from HEB, and we all know it. I want to hear from God. There's been time. Brother Percy, come here, Brother Percy. I'm ending with it. Brother Percy is one of the greatest encouragers in my life. Every time I talk to this man, I feel like a giant, and I'm looking for something to do. I'm looking for ground to possess. And I love what Brother Percy does for me, because he encourages me. And I seek out that encouragement. I seek out somebody to amen. I seek out somebody to come along beside me and tell me something good. But I'm here to tell you, on Tuesdays, when Brother Percy's out there on his road and I'm out on my road and I can't get a hold of Brother Percy, you know who I can always get a hold of? The Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost can always speak to me. The Holy Ghost can always have my ear, and I've got to make sure. And there's times on Sunday when I don't think I preach very good. I'm going to go talk to Brother Percy, because I've never preached a bad sermon if you talk to him.
Absolutely.
I'm going to find men like this, but when I can't find anybody. All right, Holy Ghost, talk to me. God, talk to me. Where are we going today? I'm listening. If you're in this house today and you're maybe you're at a roadblock. Maybe you keep seeing the detour sign and it seems like you're going in circles. I've been there before. I took the scenic route downtown Houston. Ended up in 5th Ward, 55th Ward, 12th Ward, 3rd Ward. I was in all the wards. Driving in circles. Because I was unfamiliar with where I was. And so there's some times in your life. And maybe tonight is that time where you're saying, God, I need to hear you. And God, I have tuned my life on a Wednesday night to hear from you. I need you to leave your seat, and I need you to come. Now, I need somebody who is really hungry for God tonight. I need somebody who you've been praying for an answer. I need somebody who you're tired of the detour and the wrong way signs, and you need God to speak into your life. I love what Samuel said. He said, speak, Lord, for your servant hears. God bless you. It's one of our new family members. She went through Living Way Launch on Sunday. Love you. If you're in this house today, the ice has been broken. One man, one woman has joined us in this altar. But I'm talking to people that need to be filled with the Holy Ghost tonight. Come on, you need it more than on you. You need it in you. You need to be a reservoir. Out of your belly shall flow those rivers of living water. You need the evidence so that we know that it's in you, so that we know that there is a purpose now that follows that evidence, and that purpose is to change your life, to hear from God, to teach you, to guide you, to give you power, to anoint you. If you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost, it's not spooky. It's supernatural right here, right now. It's your time, Wednesday night. For those three in this altar, I'm going to step off this platform and I'm going to pray for you. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you, the faith that you've already showcased by stepping out. And I believe that as you pray right now, that God is literally going to begin to speak. And let me just encourage you. I don't know if God's going to speak any louder tonight, but I do know this. You're going to hear him clearer tonight. I love that. I don't know if he's going to speak louder, but you're going to hear him clear as day. It's going to be the clearest you've ever heard the Holy Spirit. You're going to wake up knowing what to do, where to go, when to do it, who to do life with. Brian, we're going getting ready to pray for you, my friend. If you're in this house tonight and you need Jesus, now is your time. If you don't know if you're going to heaven, are you sure that you're going to heaven? If not, now's your time. The most important question you'll ever answer. We've got a spot for you right here. Our baptismal pools are ready to baptize you. I've already mentioned you getting filled with the Holy Ghost. Come on, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? We'll pray for you. We'll teach you. We'll do whatever we need to do in this moment. But for those of you in this altar, I'm getting ready to pray the prayer of faith. And like I said, you're going to hear God clearer than you've ever heard him before. And the road sign, the road rules and the road signs, you're going to start seeing them. You're going to know exactly what to do and how to do it. And God's going to get you through to the next level of your life. Church, if you could help me pray, I would love to not only see your